Here's a politics story that goes back a lot further than 1950. For centuries, laws in Britain have been formally written out on vellum. Sounds really, really old school. But now the British Parliament is set to ditch vellum and enter the paper age. Sharon Hodgson is a member of Parliament, and she's a big fan of vellum.
Vellum is actually calf skin. It's treated by heritage craft makers where they take skins, you know, hides that aren't used for making leather, and they turn them into what's known as vellum, which is, it feels very much like a stiff card, but it can just go through a regular printer and be printed on, or calligraphers can write on it, and it lasts for thousands and thousands of years with no special treatment, no special conditions.
Have you handled old vellum laws from hundreds of years ago?
Yes. Recently, when this whole debate started, I wanted to go and see all the laws. And so I was able to see sort of all the, you know, the Great Reform Act, the abolition of slavery, you know, universal suffrage, which, you know, just had that, the Suffragette, the famous movie, all printed on vellum. And also then she pulled out an Act of Parliament going back from Elizabeth the First, you know, going back so many hundreds of years. And I said, oh, well, have I got to put special gloves on? And she went, no, you can just touch it. Just look at it. You know, vellum is so sturdy. You don't have to worry. No special conditions are needed. So I can't see why, when there's something that exists that is so sturdy and will last for centuries, that we would want to scrap that in favour of using parchment paper.
Is anyone making a humanitarian argument? Oh, we don't want to use calf skin. We're going to go to paper. Or is it purely a money-saving thing?
Nobody's made that argument. It purely just seems to be a money-saving option. Nobody's used the animal rights argument because no animals are harmed purely to make vellum. Vellum is literally a byproduct of an industry that is already happening. And if these skins weren't sent to be turned into vellum, they would just be scrapped.
You formally raised your concerns in Parliament. What's the next step? I mean, is there any prospect of this decision being reversed?
Well, I'm ever the optimist and ever hopeful, but they say they're going to stop using vellum on the 1st of April. And they've took this decision in the mother of all parliaments without a debate, believe it or not. So I'm putting down what's called an early day motion, just, you know, see if we can get a stay of execution and hopefully maybe a reversal. But, you know, we should have at least had the opportunity to debate this in Parliament on the floor of the House.
Sharon Hodgson is Member of Parliament for Washington and Sunderland West, and she's been protesting about the plan to abandon vellum. Thanks, Sharon.
Thank you very much. Thank you.